Hey girl, hey, my name is Randa Caraba. I'm a wife, mama, daughter of God, founder of the PowerFit Women's Strength Training Community, and creator of the Highest Self-Expansion System. I'm the queen of helping you build your strongest and wealthiest self so you can enjoy slow mornings, midday workouts, and effortless cash flow, creating a life of abundance that you're desiring through time freedom. Tune in for real life stories and interviews that will elevate your health and wealth so you can become your highest self. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Women Podcast. Today, I do have a very special guest, my one and only, always like, what would I call you? My trusty Rusty. That's
your guaranteed go-to.
Guaranteed go-to guest is my husband.
How's it going, everybody?
So what we're going to be talking about today is why you should view building your business, specifically I coach a lot of online business owners, like the local youth county fair auction. Okay. So that's what it's going to be about, but we have a couple updates we need to give before we go into why I want you to be building your business like the local youth county fair auction.
Absolutely. Okay?
So let's start with my bikini training update.
This has been going pretty good.
I am 16 days away from my first ever bikini show. So I am doing a fitness competition bikini. It's on April 13th. I have my bikini. I actually go get it finalized, fitted to me next week, and I do my entire, my last posing class, and we're doing, a full dress rehearsal with, me wearing the bikini, having hair and makeup done. I don't know if we're going to have, we won't have the same level of spray tan as, the show, but.
She'll be pretty dark, but it'll be spray tan by Grant, not a professional.
Yes, and let me tell y'all, I am so ready for the other side. Grant has been super dad, stepping in a lot more in the mornings to allow me to sleep. Cause let me tell y'all, when I'm sleeping, I'm not eating. And if I'm not eating, I'm staying under my calorie goal. And if I'm sleeping, I'm helping my muscles recover.
Absolutely.
So sleep has been huge, and I could not do what I'm doing right now without Grant's help. So I'm very grateful for that.
Absolutely.
So that's my bikini training update. I did do a post showing y'all where I was kind of when I started my first posing to, I guess last week. So that was a 12-week transformation. I gave myself an entire 18 weeks of training, but I didn't start posing class until I was a couple weeks further in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Grant's back. He is now how many weeks post-op of your?
10 weeks post-op from having my back surgery.
Of his second back surgery.
Yeah. So every day is just a little bit better. I actually start getting into the gym. I'm doing 2 weeks now of physical therapy and kind of released to start doing some squats and some exercises and movement. I start doing my mitt workouts with Bobby in the MMA gym next week. Now, I'm not going to spar anybody. I'm just, it's like punching a bag. It's real light, real easy. Not going to hurt anybody, but I can't wait to get back in the
gym.
So
you get a big release on April 1st. My show's on April 13th. We're going to Mexico.
April 14th.
April 14th. And then I think by July, you'll be fully back from your back surgery.
My understanding is July 1st, they're going to clear me for full contact, full sparring, full everything.
Awesome. So yeah, it's a long recovery on Grant's back surgery, which has been very testing at times in marriage and even just having to slow down and recovery and pain and working together as a team. Okay.
That's true.
What about a Croy update before we go into why you should be viewing building your business like the local youth county fair auction? Tell me about Croy.
So first and foremost, anybody who's, I guess, been following us for a while knows this kid is smart. He doesn't forget anything.
Anything.
And so we've finally or officially entered that stage of we have to watch what we say or what we tell him because he remembers everything. So that's been a fun last couple weeks of having to watch things.
But and he went with us to the county fair
absolutely.
Auction, and he got to be the one raising his hand and bidding, which was so fun and energetic for him and such an adrenaline rush. But then it's only raise it if daddy says it. But then it's funny to act like we're going to raise it when daddy doesn't say it and make daddy nervous. And then it's just so much stimulation and so much going on.
Yeah, he had me pretty nervous there for a couple of minutes because they realized that I was raise your hand, Croy, and he'd raise his hand and they'd bid. So Tom, good friend of ours, was one of the callers for the auctioneer, and he'd look at me and he'd look at Croy, and Croy would start doing this, and I'm just shaking my head no. But we had a great time.
Cowboy Croy came to town. Him and Mommy left early. We had to go down for a nap and had to make sure there was enough budget to go through the entire auction because there was actually an entire buyer's group, and that's what I want to talk about when we dive into, honestly, kind of, I guess you would say, the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about the story of us from the county fair auction because
I love this
let
story.
Me tell y'all. Grant and I met in July of 2014, and we started dating that fall. It was like once we went on our first date, we were like dating within the first week. But it was like so hard to get him to actually ask me on the first date. It was such a cat and mouse game. But anyways, what's crazy is that March of 2014, when we still didn't know each other, but we were neighbors, I guess you knew of me, but I had no idea you existed. This is crazy because that was a year that one of the girls who worked for me at Southern Jewels, it was her senior year of high school, and she actually made the sale with her pig. And so what did I do? I loaded up all the girls from the boutique. I put on my cute little white dress and fringe cowboy boots, and I said, come on, girls, we're going to buy a pig. And we go to the local county fair auction, and we are like the diamond darling divas there to buy the pig, and we needed all the pictures with the pig, all the paparazzi. Like, it was a big deal about buying this pig.
They definitely stood out in the crowd. There was no doubt. Y'all were in the front right section. I remember y'all.
You saw us.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew. Everybody talked about it.
Okay. So, from my perspective, I see in the middle back row these two guys, and there was one that it's crazy. There was one, and I had asked the girl whose pig we were buying because she was like on the show committee. I was like, who's that guy in the back middle on the edge of the row? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, go find out. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, just walk up and say your boss wants to know, or act like you need some information from him as like a buyer, or, you know, this or that. And she was a lot more shy. I mean, I would have walked right up, but it had been like pretty obvious. And like, here I'm hitting on a guy like right in front of God and everybody in the middle of the auction. And honestly, Grant, knowing me now, kind of crazy I didn't. But I had to go meet my friend and her husband. I became a third wheel on their date. Mm-hmm. So I go meet them. And because I had this date, I couldn't go hit on the lo and behold person that was on the back middle row, and my employee would not go get the information of this man. So I left not knowing who this man was. And I tell Katie at dinner, I was with her and her husband. She's like, so is there anyone in your life, this or that? And I was like, no, but you know, I was at the county fair auction and I saw this guy. It was like him and another guy. I was like, he didn't have a beard, but the one with him had a beard. And I said, they looked around my age and very attractive. And I was like, I feel like if they're at a county fair auction, they might like the same things as me, or they might like be into business. But
she thought I might be pretty rodeo.
You know.
Which I am, by the way.
But I'm like, she's like, so did you get his name? And I'm like, no. And so she's like, how will we know who he is? And I was like, I guess we'll never know.
We'll have to come back to the next year at the county fair.
Yeah. So then Grant and I are dating, and it's that fall that we start dating. It was his last semester of his getting his master's at A&M.
Right. So I was taking my finals right before I was taking my last final ever for my master's program. And I was doing it online at my office so I could have peace and quiet. And then she brought me some food. And then
So we had been dating for a little while, a couple weeks or months, I guess. It would be the end of November, first of December.
4 or 5 months at that point.
Okay. So we've been dating a little while. I bring him an ahi tuna salad from BJ's Brewhouse to his office, and I had never been in his break room before. I had been in his office, but not his break room. Well, as you're walking into the break room, they have all the county fair pictures. And I see the 2014 buyer pictures of him and his cousin Ross. His cousin Ross was the one with the beard. He was the one that I was trying to get my employee to go get the information on, and I saw that picture, and I stopped in my tracks, and I said, Grant. And he's like, what? I'm like, do you sit in the back middle row of the last row in the middle part of the buyers at the county fair auction?
And I said, yeah, that's where I always sit.
And I just go, and he's like, what? And I'm like, you were the guy I was telling Katie and her husband about that I never got your information. And look at us now.
A very, very small world, I'm not going to lie.
Is that not crazy? So the county fair auction has such a very, very sweet place in our heart, honestly, because of that.
That, and you grew up showing animals, and I grew up watching my dad buy animals.
Yes,
so I never showed, but one of my favorite things every single year, I was probably 7 or 8 when I first started going, but with our company, Gooseneck, we buy a lot of animals and try to support as much as we can for the local BCYLA. And my dad always bought animals. And so I always went with him, and going to the county fair to buy kids' projects was always one of my favorite things to do. And it's honestly one of my favorite weekends of the year still.
So yeah, so it's the way I grew up. Grant grew up on the buyer side. I grew up on the exhibitor side. Then that story of me not knowing who Grant was, but being interested in him, and then realizing that's exactly where he was. And I was like, thank God it was you and not your cousin I was interested in.
That'd be a little awkward.
That'd have been really awkward. But what's really cool about it is I want to talk about the whole like buyer's group mentality, mm-hmm. because there were records set this year. I feel like almost always when we go, there's records set. But I don't know how many of you know about like local county fair youth auctions. But basically, I'm going to let Grant explain what a buyer's group is, because this is where the real power comes in. This is where they're able to set such high records, because these buyers are coming to, and these business owners are coming together versus bidding against each other. And so we were only a portion of a buyer's group, right. and it allows our budget to go so much further and to make a bigger impact and honestly more dollars back into the exhibitors' pockets. Yeah, so kind of explain that.
Yeah, so basically, and I would say the huge shift in buyer's groups for Brazos County, at least, probably happened 7 or 8 years ago. Well, you know, I always had my budget. Everybody has a certain budget when they go in there. And so you can only afford, it was kind of making the money pool drop down. Say, I'm going to say, you know, you have a $10,000 budget. I'm going to make a number up. And you go buy a $6,000 pig. Well, you spent $6,000 on one pig. You're like, oh my gosh. Well, now you can only spend $1,000 on a rabbit. It limits how much you can buy and how much the sales price could be, because not until just about 5 years ago when Dr. Mazurkiewicz started the big steer syndicate, as we'll call it, you know, I think the record was maybe 25,000, and that was just an anomaly year. So what?
Or like one buyer
for one buyer spent 25 grand, which is, you just don't see that very often, and it's, you know, there's not a lot of buyers that can do that, afford to do it.
I mean, like at the big shows, like Houston Livestock Show, but like my little county,
yeah, Robertson, like Brazos County is not huge, and so
y'all have always had way bigger numbers than my county, which is right. just the county next door over.
So essentially, what Dr. Mazurkiewicz has done is he's called up a lot of the buyers, and we put a big group together and say, hey, will you donate 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000? To a big pot, and then the big pot is going to buy the steer. And that, what that does is that allows me to spend, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 here, and then I still have a lot of money left over for other projects where I will then go with other people, and we'll get 3- and 4-way splits to drive the price up. And if you do that more often, you'll actually end up getting more money for the kids, and you'll raise a lot more total money for,
yeah, so for you'll have like you'll have businesses that come in that maybe this business only has a $1,000 budget, and this mm-hmm. business has a $5,000 or $10,000 budget, but this business has a $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 budget. And then even like just at those budgets, it's like if it's close to this kid is about to set a record, you know, Grant can look over and say, hey, do you, me and you, only two of the buyers in the group, want to go a little bit extra to put it over, you know, over the record, but only you and I are splitting the extra difference versus like spreading it out to all the buyers.
Because right. every year for Grand and Reserve, you always want to make an attempt to try to set a record. And it's not for personal stuff. You just want to try to get that more money for the children.
Yes. Well, then like the higher that the Grand Champion sells, then the higher the Reserve Champion sells. Right. Then when all the other animals come in, it's like the cattle prices were so high because it set so high. So the record has been set every year the past couple of years because of this buyer's group. And it's basically these business owners coming together in a group. And again, not all of them have the same budget. And so it gets split different ways. But still, there's different buyer's groups that bid against each other, you know. Absolutely. And then there's still like Gooseneck Trailer will still buy, you know, this employee's son's project all on its own, or right. add on to this project all on its own.
But it allows my budget to go so much further than, you know, only being able to buy 3, 4, 5 animals. Well, I think I bought like 12 or 13 projects this year because I was able to split a lot of times where if I just outright took something, I could make my money go so much further and actually increase the prices of what these kids were getting.
And like I said, I even saw you at the table, and I don't know if you want to mention, like, I don't know who all's in that buyer's group, because there's multiple buyers.
So the steer syndicate, there's about 20 different people that are in it. People range from a $250 donation to, I think, some are spending $5,000 or $10,000 towards that donation.
Towards just that one purchase.
Mm-hmm. I know Alan Honda is a massive supporter of the county fair, and they spend a lot of money every year. So I know that they had a large donation in there too. But, you know, every dollar count. So
I had one, Luke and Kat, their family runs mm-hmm. V8 Ranch. They actually reached out, and I had no idea they were in the buyer's group, but the champion steer was Dr. Skaggs' daughter, mm-hmm. and I worked for Dr. Skaggs in college. Kat worked for Dr. Skaggs in college. Luke judged for Dr. Skaggs in college, and so they were a cattle company that's not even in our county, but that I guess even joined in on this group for that animal purchase. So it's just really cool to see the way basically it's like community over competition Absolutely. Comes together, and it helps the bottom dollar. It helps literally every, like if it was a whole spectrum, everything is improved from that. And so I wanted to do a little podcast and have Grant come on because, yes, we let like Croy raise his hand here or there, and he was on our Instagram stories, but we weren't spending just all $38,500 on one steer.
Correct. Absolutely.
There was like a group effort in those big purchases. And then there are some, you know, different gooseneck employees where there's kids or grandkids that
Absolutely. You buy them outright. Absolutely. If your family, you know, we're big into buying all the Italian kids, you know, projects, because we're pretty much related to all of them. But, you know, we just try to do as much as we can to help out.
But I just wanted to really, like, mention on how I know sometimes maybe different parts of the world, I don't know where you're listening from, if you're a Texan, if you even know what a local youth county fair auction is, or if you've ever thought of, like, pulling your money together or your resources together or your community together or business owners together. But it's a lot of what I preach and build my businesses on in terms of like Power Fit. We have coaches that run small groups, community groups, so that it's like not everyone's in there all by themselves or has to keep up with every update by themselves. Like right now we're getting ready to wrap up the Cash and Cabo Challenge in the next week or two. And so I'm like going into the coaches saying, here's what I want you preaching and reminding your groups in the next week or two, hyping them up for turn-in, making sure they're set and ready for all of this, because it's this whole like community group. And then even like, you know, I just launched Digital Profit Queens. And that is such a really cool space container of women who are really trying to grow their online businesses with social media outreach. And they, it's like they have more power and confidence and educational resources from growing off of each other, because like iron sharpens iron. They come together in one group with one common goal, and they're able to help each other. So that's where I wanted to say, Grant, let's come on and talk about how I love to, honestly, every business I have right now is built with the mentality of the buyer's group from the local youth county fair auction, whether that be Power Fit, whether that be me helping to teach my coaches social strategy, business strategy, you know, a lot of the educational resources I've gone into. And I mean, it's just iron sharpens iron, and community over competition, really, it's just powerful.
Absolutely. And I know we've kind of hinted on this or talked about this in some of our other podcasts, but you know, like with me and my real estate developing, instead of if there's another developer that's in direct competition with me, that's literally right next to me, I don't ever try to be in competition with them. I try to call them, befriend them. Hey, let's work together to get this roadway easement, you know, together, the sewer line through. Let's both benefit. Let's rearrange property corners to where you get a hard corner and I've got a hard corner. You make more. We drive up land values together. Like
we kind of set the prices together.
We can set the prices together versus try to compete, and everyone makes money. It's better for the builders. It's better for everybody if you work together versus trying to be in direct competition with somebody. And so that's why we always try to really focus on, as you say, community over competition.
Well, and what's crazy is sometimes when you'll drive by some of Grant's like developments, neighborhoods, you'll be like, oh, is that one of yours? And it's like right across the street. And it's like, no, well, that's Sam's. But it's like, we went to Italy and Paris with Sam and his wife, and we do this with them. And then there's even like the group, the community of builders for them when it's like time for Grant to like sell the lots of a new development. He brings all the builders in and he like runs it basically like
a fantasy football draft
where all these like builders are in their community over competition, but also it's like friendly competition, like a fantasy football draft, driving the numbers, setting the lots, seeing which ones are the most wanted and chosen first. And so it's just so true that iron sharpens iron.
Really does.
So today I'm not going to make it too long of a episode because I do actually have to go get in my second part of my training today. Mm-hmm. But I do want to talk about the PowerFit coaching call is open until April 1st. I only open this opportunity twice a year. So if you're interested, it'll be in the show notes below, anywhere on like the PowerFit website, the PowerFit social media, my email list, everything like that. It's open until April 1st. And so this is for a lot of people to where if they're wanting the benefits of a small business, of running their own small business, of like the leadership, the mentorship, of running a group, group because you've already been successful with the sustainable lifestyle of PowerFit and you want that more authority role, but you don't want to build out your entire company. You don't want to build out, you know, all the fitness programs or the nutrition resources. You don't want to like worry with like managing customer support. We do all of the business management for you.
Absolutely.
And you come in as, you know, a leader in our community running your own small group. So that's really cool that with me doing a lot of like social media and small business online training, I teach people to build out their own businesses, but also if people want to not have to build out their own business, I can kind of like recruit them into an empowerment coaching role for PowerFit to where they're still getting all, and any of my coaches get access to all of my educational resources, my Digital Profit Queens group, things like that, that they can use to build their own business that they may already have. And that's what some people do. They just kind of come in for an extra container of, again, self-made millionaires have multiple streams of income that's and they exactly find right. ways to monetize from things that they're already doing. So yes, Digital Profit Queens has been out for 2 weeks now. My first ever live class with them is less than 2 weeks away. So it comes with a monthly live class, daily engagement threads, weekly hooks that are authoritative, really positioning you for that empowered buyer who is done with their pain, ready for their desire or their transformation, the product, service, solution that you provide. And so I'm setting you up to create content that shows you as this authoritative figure with your own success stories with yourself, with your clients. So then you can be, you know, basically bringing about other empowered buyers. And I have the Wealth Creator College coming in May, but I don't want to say too much about it, but it's going to be in my highest level container. And I already have, it's like the closest one-on-one mentorship program I'm ever going to do. And it's the ultimate iron sharpens iron. And I'm excited.
I'm actually pretty excited for you. I might even have to join you.
Well, you know, what's crazy is I was such an academia snob almost when I was in college. Like if you weren't at Texas A&M on the livestock judging team in the animal science department, I'm not just like bragging on this, like it's where I was for a little bit. Like I thought I was somebody doing all that and I'm still proud of it. Mm-hmm. But now I see value in, there's value in academia. There's value in like real world business. There's value in like all of it, like trade schools. Like there's, it's not that one's better than the other.
Exactly right.
Again, it takes all kinds to fill the freeway, right? But I think you're seeing a lot more, you know, I see online where people are like, well, you buy a course to sell a course and everything's about a course. But if you think about continued education, instead of just going back to your local college who's hosting a night class on Photoshop education or on how to run this new digital camera, or I don't know what it is, but you know, there's always like continued education. If you're a farmer, you're going to the beef cattle short course for continued education on your pesticide, on your fertilization, whatever it is.
Or if like a real estate agent, you have to do continued education.
Like continued education is such a thing. So it's not that people are just saying sell a course to buy a course to sell a course to buy a course. No, it's about we are making it more efficient on educating. And so instead of you know, like new social media trends having to wait and now go into the colleges, it's like I'm educating my students in real time about my own social strategy or my own business autopilot and nurturing with email marketing or whatever it is. So it's like it's the convenience that I'm educating them in real time. They're consuming it in their own time. It's like I'm there with them. It's a one-to-many offer, and then they get to go through it virtually when it's best for them in the evenings or weekends or this day off or whatever it is. So I really want you to think differently on like digital products, digital education, digital courses. And it's not that it's some scam. It's always about continued education.
Absolutely.
And literally finding someone that you trust that is the proven successful person that you're wanting to become and that has that proven roadmap type thing is really what it comes down to. And I love teaching.
And I do it myself. I've got a men's group that I'm in called Rise Up Kings where we do a lot of business teachings amongst other kind of things. And I firmly believe in continuing education and anything I can do to learn or get better or improve on, I'm always down to do that.
So yeah, if you're thinking about ways to grow your business or better strategies to incorporate in your business, think about the local Youth County Fair auction that we just attended because the buyers groups are just powerful and it's really magnetic and cool to see everyone come together for the same common good. And then their money gets to spend a little further. And then sometimes I do think you end up spending a little bit more too.
I've been known to go a little bit over budget before.
Because then it's like this buyer's like, come on, just come a little bit extra with me. Let's make this happen. We'll split it two ways versus
one
way.
I'm not going to tell a kid
And they're like, yep, let's go ahead and do it. So, yep, it's just good all the way around. We have good vibes coming our way. 16 days till my show. Croy's in the best age and season of life. You're getting recovered with your back. We're about to go to Mexico.
We're almost there.
The weather's dreamy. Life is good. You can comment the word podcast if you're tuning in live on Instagram, and I'll send you the entire recording and episode. You can comment the word free to unlock my freebie vault. And if you're listening on the podcast channel, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening and consuming my content. There is so much below for you in the show notes. And that's it.
I think that's all for today.
Bye, y'all.